7:17 a.m. broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. Joined in the studio by good friend, all-star panelist, founder of the Nashville Tea Party, Ben Cunningham. Ben, we've been talking about this off-air since you got here, and I'm fascinated by this. So, Elon Musk, how much is Elon Musk worth? Is
he like- I think it's like $270 billion. He surpassed Bezos long ago. I think he's worth almost twice as much as Bezos now. It's just crazy numbers.
And he's like
a quarter of a billion, quarter of a trillion dollars.
He's the CEO of Tesla, right, the electric car company.
Most of his wealth is, I think.
Most of his wealth is. And by the way, Tesla, you know, it's a great vehicle. Asterisk. To get started, he got all sorts of government subsidies all over the place.
Oh, he just, yeah. You know. Everywhere he goes, he gets as many as he can.
He gets government subsidies all over the place. Yeah. Okay.
Just like Ford and...
yeah, just like Ford and General Motors.
Yeah, yeah.
What's wrong with that? But having said all that, he's a fascinating guy.
Yeah, he is.
He really is. And what else? He owns like... He owns a lot of other stuff, doesn't he?
He's investing in a lot of other stuff, yeah. Of course, SpaceX and that's a big thing. And then the satellite company, the internet satellite company, where he's helped folks in the Ukraine to keep, connected. He on social media, he's so refreshingly doesn't give a bleat, you know. And it's just everybody really likes his. He calls people out. Washington Post the other day had an article about, I think it was an editorial about, rich people coming in and buying Twitter. This is from the Washington Post that's owned by Jeff Bezos.
It's his own personal newsletter.
Yeah, his own personal newsletter. I mean,
just like the Tennessee Star is my own personal newsletter. Not really.
So it's just crazy. And the social media companies are continuing to act like tyrants. They are absolute tyrants. And there was an article this weekend about a lady, I think she's here locally, who was thrown off LinkedIn because she said that people ought to pay back their student loans.
Oh.
And LinkedIn threw her
hate
off
speech.
Because of hate speech.
Hate speech.
I mean, literally, that was it. How absurd and ridiculous can this get? It's getting worse and worse. Of course, we at National Tea Party was thrown off LinkedIn long ago, right before the election.
You're still off?
2020. Oh, yeah, we're gone. Personal accounts gone. Everything's wiped out.
Well, they
took us off.
Filled with hate speech, Ben.
And we're getting shadow banned on Facebook and Instagram. We're going through all kinds of tech support appeals to try to get our reach back to what it should be. Everybody's fighting this, though.
When you say shadow, explain what shadow banned is.
Well, they have an algorithm that determines how much your posts are seen. And what they do is they simply tweak the algorithm, and they only show your post to people who are Eskimos living in Alaska or something, you know. And you can see very clearly by this response you get who they're exposing your post to. And it's very, very clear when you're a conservative and you start posting stuff that they don't like, they start.
So we know this at the Tennessee Star, and this is why we like what Elon Musk is doing. We'll get to that in just a bit. But, you know, the Tennessee Star we launched in February of 2017. And by February of 2018, we had like 15,000 likes on Facebook.
Right.
February 2018. Now it's April. It's April of 2022, 4 years later. We still just have 15,000 likes on Facebook.
Yeah. I've seen that over and
we've been
over
going
again.
Like crazy.
You hit a ceiling. They don't want you to go beyond the ceiling.
Yeah.
And they change the algorithm and
yeah.
you are not seen.
Google also is throttling us on search engines. I mean, if you want,
I'm sure they are.
So Google and Facebook, bad. Twitter, you know, actually, early on, as you may recall, way back, I joined Twitter in 2008, and Twitter played an important role in the founding of the Tea Party movement because in December of 2008, I founded a group called. On Twitter called Top Conservatives on Twitter, and we made a list of all the conservatives that were on Twitter, and we made a little fun out of it and to say who's going to be the most followed conservative on Twitter, and we had a hashtag developed as of that, And then we formed a group. I mean, I had like 3,000 people sign up for this in 24 hours.
I think you really were a pioneer in terms of hashtags and using that to
way grow. Back when,
yep.
In a world that no longer exists.
Right.
Yep. But then we used that to get to know each other. I mean, I met Jenny Beth Martin and Mark Meckler and all the early Mark Lloyd, all the early organizers of the Tea Party movement got to know each other via Twitter, and then we had conference calls, and we launched the Tea Party movement. So, but my own personal strategy on Twitter is, I mean, but mostly unless you're just like sending out a story, which we do at the Tennessee Star, but on my own personal Twitter account, I mean, it's not worth the time and energy to put something out, assert a point of fact, and then have all of these little left-wing authoritarians, you know, say nasty things about you over stupid stuff. I mean,
I don't think most people understand the power of these liberal trolls. They are very organized. They not only, most of our content that's taken down is the result of complaints from a left-wing troll.
And these are like, you know, kids in their 20s who are, you know,
absolutely
in their basements,
absolutely
hating America. And
fully indoctrinated by their professors lefties. And high school teachers. And
I'm still on Twitter, but I don't use it very much. I use Getter more now. Getter is, I think, a more useful tool. Having said all this, and of course, Twitter banned President Trump because of who knows what, right? Made up some idea. And he had like how many followers did he have?
I don't know. Every damn tyrant on the face of the earth is on Twitter. And President Trump is banned.
So obviously, this is a bias on their part. So when last week,
well, it's beyond bias.
Yeah. But when last week, Elon Musk spent $2 billion of his $250 billion to purchase 9% of the stock of Twitter, it caught my attention. Right.
Yep.
And there were rumors or a statement on Friday that they would invite him to be on the board. And apparently he was interested in being on the board, asterisk. What exactly does that mean? Well, you can't be a board member, according to apparently some SEC rules, and own more than 14% of a company. Well, guess what? On Saturday morning, he informed Twitter that he would not take a board seat. And this was after, you know, there's a big revolt among Twitter employees. Who is this guy, this Elon Musk guy? It's our company. It's not his.
Right.
And we're not going to do what he says. Stuff like that.
They're threatening freedom of speech.
Unbelievable.
The biggest tyrant and suppressor of freedom of speech.
And by the way, some conservatives went to the management team of Twitter after Elon Musk bought 9% of Twitter stock, publicly traded. And said, okay, are you going to put Donald Trump back on Twitter? And they said, well, of course not. I think this was a little bit of a clue. And I think Elon Musk now is signaling by not accepting this offer of a board seat that we've got a hostile takeover. This is what, I mean, I don't have any inside knowledge, but he's a supporter of free speech.
Yeah.
He doesn't care.
Most likely scenario, I think you're right.
Most likely scenario.
I mean, when you've got $250 billion, you could do pretty damn well anything you want in terms of buying stock.
If it's $2 billion to own 9% of the stock, if he wants to own 51% of the stock,
$15 billion.
$15 billion, that's like 5% of his less than 10% of his net worth.
Yeah, he probably wouldn't have to own anywhere near 50%. I mean, probably 20% would get
give him
enough
control.
Votes to
kick off all the other control. Board members, get a new management team.
Yeah.
And then, of course, then, you know, half of the employees would quit. So sad.
Mm-hmm.
So sad.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah. See you later. Don't let the door
hit you on the way out. Well,
1 minute.
I think it would be great to see that happen. And can you imagine what would Twitter be like if Elon Musk ran it? What do you think it'd be like?
I think it would be a huge advance for free speech.
It couldn't be worse than it is.
It couldn't be worse than it is.
It would be better Probably significantly better.
It is, unfortunately, as he said, it's become kind of the de facto town hall of the world. It's very easy to get on Twitter. Virtually every government, every bureaucracy has an account on Twitter, and they have a special responsibility, I think, to maintain free speech.
There are some experts on the stock market who say Elon Musk could go hostile against Twitter after abandoning his board plan. I think that's... Wow, that'd be fun to report on, won't it?
Yeah, it will be. It will be.
We'll have more when we get back. This is the Tennessee Star Report. He's Ben Cunningham. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.